what we're going to get in a knickers about is Justin Trudeau was at his cabinet retreat in Winnipeg, and my God, he tweeted out a picture saying, picking up some of Winnipeg's best to keep us through another day of cabinet meetings. Thanks for the fuel. Oh, donuts. Hashtag shop local. That's right. With 7 boxes of donuts from a local Winnipeg-based store called Oh Donuts, Trudeau bought his team donuts. People freaked out. What are you doing? Those are expensive. Really? Amanda Kindon.
Hello.
Is on the line right now. And guess what? Amanda is at Oh Donuts. She's the owner of Oh Donuts. Hi, Amanda. You're the center of a political scandal. Who knew?
I didn't know. I never thought it would be possible.
What flavor of donut is scandal? You got to get a scandal donut.
I think we could have some that are a bit scandalous, but nothing like this.
That would be great if you just had the media, the scandal donut. So what happened? Tell me about when Trudeau came to your store and bought 7 boxes of donuts.
Well, it was actually just, it seemed like a normal order. We got an email for an order, and then they placed it on the website, and it wasn't under his name. So none of us knew that this was happening until he walked in the door and picked up the donuts. So that was really exciting.
Did he pay?
It was paid online ahead of time.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
So people, what's been the reaction? Like, he's obviously trying to buy local. I think this is the dumbest scandal I've ever heard about, but people are freaking out about it. I don't know why. I mean, I know some people don't like Trudeau, some people love Trudeau. Who cares? He's supporting a local donut shop. What did people say to you about this? What did you hear about this whole divisive, explosive story?
Most people have been extremely supportive, and I think obviously the exposure has been great for us and what we try to do here in this business. There's been a couple of people who obviously just hate Trudeau and everything that he does, and obviously Trudeau couldn't do anything right in their eyes anyway. And a lot of people are focusing on the $47 donuts, which Trudeau didn't actually get. Those are our most fancy, most expensive donuts. So they just went on the website and picked the most expensive thing to complain about. But
oh, I see. Yeah, because people think, oh, the regular donut not good enough for you, Prime Minister.
Yeah.
You got to get the fancy donut. But the truth is, you do have fancy donuts. But you like, what did he buy? How much were his donuts?
Well, customer confidentiality and all that. But he didn't spend more than $200 on 6 dozen donuts. And he got regular varieties, so he got flavors like Boston cream and chocolate dip, vanilla sprinkles. But the ingredients that we use and, you know, how we treat our staff and how we maintain our business, it leads to higher prices. And, you get what you pay for kind of a deal.
What I loved, Amanda, is when you tweeted out, because people said, why doesn't he just go to Tim Hortons? They're good enough for me. And you were like, yeah, Tim Hortons is owned by a Brazilian company, and they're shutting out staff because they won't pay them 10 cents more. Tell me a bit about, you kind of threw some shade Timmy's way.
Well, I mean, yeah, how could you not? For me, the cups strewn about all year round is a huge piece of disdain for me about this national brand, supposedly. But there's a local Tim Hortons in Winnipeg that has locked out its staff over a 10-cent wage increase dispute, and I think that that's just despicable. But, of course, they're franchises, so they can't control what they charge for their donuts. So I understand that that's tricky for them. However, I think also there's profits for sure going somewhere, and they're not going locally. They're going out of this country. So I think it's great that Trudeau did this. And it was a very cold Monday morning in January, so a slow time for us, so we really appreciated the sale.
Yeah, you're just a local. You have how many stores do you have at Oh Donuts? One.
We have two stores.
Two stores, and so you're local, and you pay your staff. Let's say if I worked at Oh Donuts, would I get a better wage than at Tim Hortons?
Yes.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Like, what's your minimum wage?
Well, I don't have our minimum wage in Manitoba. I don't even know what it is because we don't pay it. I think it's $11.65, maybe $35. Folks start at $13 if they're servers here.
Okay, and then you use all local based materials. Is that right? So you're supporting local people.
Well, I mean, as much as we can in winter, you know. In Winnipeg where we can't grow the thing, so we don't have local chocolate, but we buy fair trade chocolate, and we have local flour, eggs, and butter, which is easy to do. And then everything else is eggs, flour, and butter are three largest ingredients that we use, and those come from local farmers.
Yeah. All right, let me just ask you this. Let's just get to the thing I really want. I'm looking at your website. You have some delicious donuts, and I'm getting extremely hungry. What would you recommend right now? Like, what are your top flavors? Because I mean, I know some of these are a little pricier, but they're local. They're, as you say, they're supporting all sorts of good people, but they're just darn delicious. What's the top rated donut at O'Donuts?
I think our most popular donut ever has been the peanut butter marshmallow square cheesecake donut.
Oh God, that's good.
It's got a peanut butter marshmallow square on top of it.
How do you not just have like a heart attack? I would eat this all day.
You know, these are for sure treats, and you eat in moderation and all of that. I saw a lot of comments, people commenting about, you know, oh, Trudeau, how about that new Canada food guide that just came out? Donuts aren't anywhere on this. You know, stuff like that is so silly.
Bailey's glaze with stout brownies, apple fritter, cherry amaretto with toasted almonds, cookie dough, cookies and cream, dark chocolate caramel pretzel, everything bagel, lavender glaze, matcha glaze, red raspberry chocolate. Oh my, what is ube?
Ube is like a purple yam. It's similar to a purple yam. It's a popular flavor in Filipino cuisine.
I've never heard about that.
We have a large Filipino population in Winnipeg.
Oh, is that right? And you got maple bacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gotta have the bacon. And we make a tofu bacon for the vegans.
Wow. And what's a cronut?
It's a croissant. It's basically a fried croissant in the shape of a donut.
You are like, you're killing me. You're killing me.
Come to Winnipeg. Come on over.
Oh, God. You're the best ambassador to Winnipeg ever. Amanda Kendon is the owner of O'Donuts. If you're in the Peg, check it out. Amanda, thank you so much. I just appreciate it, and I am glad this is working out for you.
Great. Thank you so much, too. Me too.